This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Respiratory illnesses are peaking across the U.S. As of February 7, 2025, the amount of acute respiratory illness causing people to seek health care is at a very high level. Seasonal influenza cases are very high and are increasing. The CDC estimates at least 24 million people have gotten influenza, resulting in 310,000 hospitalizations and 13,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. This is the worst flu season in 15 years, according to the CDC. There are now available to the public home rapid antigen tests for COVID and for influenza A and B. For people at higher risk from the flu because of pregnancy, asthma, chronic lung disease, diabetes, or heart disease, the CDC recommends taking the antiviral medication Tamiflu to reduce risks and to shorten the time that one is sick. The bird flu also is increasing in transmission and cases. For the first time, the more dangerous D1.1 genotype of H5N1 bird flu was detected in 4 cattle herds in Nevada, indicating a new spillover of the H5N1 avian flu virus from birds to cows. Before this, only one other genotype which causes mild disease in humans was found in cattle. The new D1.1 genotype has caused severe illness in humans, including a Canadian teen who was in the ICU for weeks and a Louisiana patient who died of H5N1. The Trump administration has taken unprecedented steps to remove public health information. Before it was removed, the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report posted on bird flu transmission between cats and people. Public health officials now do not have information on the transmission of H5N1 from humans to pet cats and vice versa. Spring semester enrollment at Montana State University has set an all-time new record of 16,237 students, marking the 5th consecutive year of spring semester enrollment growth at the state's largest university. The new headcount is about 1% more than this time last year, when the spring enrollment topped 16,000 for the first time in MSU history. Over the past 5 years, spring headcount at MSU has increased 4.3%. The university enrolled 8,000 Montana resident students this spring, comprising more than 50% of the student body. The enrollment headcount is tallied after the 15th day of classes each semester. MSU also set a new record in full-time equivalent, or FTE, enrollment at 14,408 students. FTE is calculated by dividing the total number of credits that all MSU students have enrolled in by 15, the number of credits considered a full-time course load for federal reporting. The 1.4% increase in FTE over last spring's record indicates that individual Montana State students are taking more credits per semester. Because students do not pay additional tuition for credits beyond the first 12 that they take, enrolling in 15 or 18 credits doesn't add to a tuition bill. In addition to saving students and their families thousands of dollars, taking more credits each academic term helps keep students on track to graduate on time or early, something that MSU has championed for more than a decade through the Freshman 15 initiative. Gallatin College MSU, which offers programs in vocational training and career technical education, saw its headcount increase by 5.8%, setting a record spring enrollment of 1,410. Located in 5 off-campus locations across the Bozeman area, Gallatin College MSU has been the university's fastest-growing college for years. Included in Gallatin College MSU's total are dual enrollment students, Montana high school students earning college and high school credit at the same time. Their number increased 10.7% compared to last spring, with 763 students taking courses. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.